Welcome to the Cheltenham School Board Meeting Podcast, online at www.cheltenhamlocal.org or at www.cheltenham.fm.
Cheltenham School Podcast, Regular Legislative Meeting, Part 2 of 2 Parts, March 10, 2015.
This is Tuesday, March 10th, 2015. I'd like to call tonight's board meeting of the School District of Cheltenham Township to order. I'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I believe we have a couple of student volunteers here to lead us.
This certificate is presented to Jacob Chase and William Felix upon the recommendation of the Superintendent and Board of School Directors for outstanding accomplishment and excellence, leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Presented this 10th day of March 2015, signed by our Superintendent of Schools, Dr. William Kiefer, and our President of the Board, Polly Nelson. Thank you very much. I love you.
Thank you. Good evening, Mr. President and Board. Tonight I'm pleased to talk about the art that is in the administration building hanging up here. The Cedarbrook Fine Arts Department continues to be a strong and successful program, with our advanced class having 100% of our portfolios accepted into the CHS Art 1 major course as freshmen. Here are some examples of work from the first three cycles. Starting over at the left, we have the seventh grade observational drawing studies and still life paintings. Then we move to monochromatic pieces, where the goal is to create an atmosphere by limiting the color palette and relying on contrast. The pastel and marker landscapes are inspired by the Austrian artist Hundertwasser and appear 3D with clear 3D glasses due to warm and cool color separation. The final panel on the wall are examples of the students choosing their own figure in art history to inspire their pieces. Students chose Van Gogh, Franz Marc, Monet, and other artists from ancient to modern times. Some students chose local artists who are not as popular or accessible, but the goal was to identify what draws them to the artist's work and add their own style. The back wall continues the artist-inspired pieces and also has some examples of the 8th grade World Cultures Project, where the students select the visual tradition of a culture of their choice, Japan being a very popular selection among students. Out in the hallway, to the left, are examples of jazz-inspired collages, continuing the technique of Romare Bearden, the Harlem Renaissance painter who strived to create rhythm and melody through the media of collage.
Thank you. I missed the volunteers.
Come back. Well, I was going to get a break and get the reader. Thank you. Well, on behalf of Cedarbrook Middle School, I would like to put forth Melanie Brain and Terry Yago Ryan for Cheers for Volunteers recognition. Terry and Malia are the Cedarbrook Middle School PTO co-presidents. PTO members in leadership roles are by definition commendable volunteers. Malia and Terry, however, have gone above and beyond this past year, our first school year being displaced and spread across three sites, not to mention having a green acting principal at the helm. Together, they have made it the PTO's mission to be more helpful and supportive than our teachers, students, and I could ever imagine possible. Guitars for general music, helping defray the additional costs of our performing arts program, and finding a wonderful venue for the Cedarbrook staff to hold a much-needed retreat. With a host of other PTO members, they are still working hard to support a united Cedarbrook with this year's flagship fundraiser, Designer Bag Bingo. Did I mention Designer Bag Bingo? It's this Friday in the high school cafeteria at 7:30. There are a limited number of tickets remaining for beautiful bags and spectacular gift baskets. So get your tickets today or at the door, and more importantly, come out for a fun time with a great group of Cheltenham people for a worthy cause. And to conclude, in particular, a new challenge for us this year at Cedarbrook and for the PTO is how to handle three back-to-school night sites. The PTO put the word out, and whenever and wherever we needed it, they were. Most of all, Terry and Malia are super accessible, positive, creative, accommodating, and they took a deep interest in keeping the parents and students at all our Cedarbrook sites feeling connected and supported. You two are the best. Thanks for having our backs. We're here with Mr. Nelson, a commemorative designer bag for each of the board members.
Thank you. It's not nice to get to stand up and let the cameras shine.
Just a small thank you for the work you do. Just recognition, because the work you do is amazing. And this year in particular, but all the schools and all the students whose lives you've touched. Recognition for volunteer service. It is an honor to present Malia Brain with recognition for many years of volunteer service to the high school, to the school district of Cheltenham Township and Cheltenham High School. Presented this 10th day of March 2015, and I have one that says the same thing, Terry Ego Ryan. Thank you both for what you do, everything.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm happy to report there is no snow in the forecast and temperatures are rising. I don't think anybody knows how important that is to me. I do want to once again acknowledge and thank the grounds crew for the fantastic job of clearing the ice. To open school when you get up in the morning and you think there's no way we can have a delay, and they have everything cleared. They do a fantastic job. Thank you very much. Our students haven't missed a beat either in the past month. In sports, Cheltenham High School girls and boys indoor track teams can call themselves state champions. Our indoor track athletes thrilled Pennsylvania with the performances this season and brought home the coveted title of state champs. We are very proud of both teams and the coaches who played critical roles in this tremendous accomplishment. In music, Cheltenham High School's Jazz One Band participated in the Temple University Essentially Ellington Festival this month. Students Corin Dewey and Jesse Wish received outstanding soloist awards. In academic competitions, I'd like to congratulate our Cedarbrook team of students who recently competed as Science Olympians. The Cedar Brook team participated against 24 regional schools. They earned top 10 spots and 2 medals. Congratulations to the entire team, and special thanks to Mr. Andre Clark, who devotes his time and talent to this competition. And we wish the very best of luck to our two teams going to the Pennsylvania Problem Solving Competition in April in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. One team is from Elkins Park School, and the other is from Cedar Brook. The second annual formal staff breakfast is taking place on Thursday, March 19th. Former staff members will join us for breakfast and student musical performances. We will be honored to welcome State Senator Art Haywood as our guest speaker. Our community is invited to come to Cheltenham High School at 1 o'clock p.m. Sunday, March 22nd, to see the Harlem Wizards take on guest players from our district. This special event supports Myers Elementary School and is not to be missed. You can visit the website at www.harlemwizards.com for ticket information. On Wednesday, March 25th, Elkins Park School is hosting the District Problem Solving Bowl. This year, we have over 180 students participating. Each school in the district is represented. The award ceremony will be held in the Elkins Park Auditorium beginning at 7 p.m. I would like to remind everyone of the fast approaching spring break. We will be closed beginning Monday, March 30th through Friday, April 3rd. Finally, I would like to say a very special thank you to Salus University, as we are scheduled this evening to accept their donation of exercise equipment for our high school physical education department. The equipment, which is valued at over $30,000, will most certainly be put to excellent use. What a tremendous gift to our high school and to our district.
Solicitor's report.
Thank you. As some of you may know, the Commonwealth Court recently decided a case involving Pennsylvania right to know law and school employee addresses. The Commonwealth Court found that they were not protected by a constitutional right to privacy. However, employees had a right to assert the personal security exception prior to a school district or the Office of Records releasing that information. Shortly after issuing its decision, the Commonwealth Court reinstated the injunction, which had been in place for several years. So the current state of the right to know law is that employee addresses are still protected. They have school districts, and the Office of Records cannot release or direct the release of that information. The Commonwealth Court put that interim order in place pending its review on whether to hold that in place during the pendency of the remainder of the appeal.
Thank you. And I'll just make one quick note. One of the resolutions that we have, the resolution for appointment of acting superintendent, will be modified when we vote. It will read, the Board of School Directors reclassifies the appointment of Dr. William Kiefer from substitute superintendent to acting superintendent, effective March 1, 2015. The board further approves the amendment to substitute superintendent employment agreement, subject to review and approval from the solicitor and board president. All right. So it'll be just slightly different from what's probably right now on the website. At this point, we will open up the meeting for public comments on agenda items only. Again, please try and hold your comments to 5 minutes or less. Public comments on agenda items only.
I'm Fred Millis. I'm a resident of the town. Township. I have the two children here. And I'm a member of a group of citizens, professionals in the community who have offered our assistance to the district as it goes through its upcoming facilities capital improvements. First, thank you very much for your service. As board members, we appreciate all that you do. We care very passionately about our community, and our children are our top priority, so thank you. We just wanted to say in advance of the vote tonight that we feel that you have a very exciting opportunity in front of you. And I guess I'll throw it, we have other people, I'll cut to the chase. Our position is to pursue a renovation project for Cedar Brook Middle School, and to do so in an expeditious fashion so that you can reunite the Cedar Brook community as soon as possible. We believe this option is the most sustainable approach, both from an environmental perspective, an economic perspective, and a social perspective. We look forward to offering our assistance in the process, in design, and in any other way you might need. We're here for you, and we appreciate you. Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm in the same group as Greta there, so. But I just wanted to touch on some other things. I wanted to mention that I'll skip right to the money. When I do math, the average staff in Cheltenham Township costs about $100,000 a year. Financing $2 million costs $100,000 a year. It's pretty much a zero-sum game. So when you're looking at big numbers, it's easy to lose track of 20 or 30 million. But the fact is that's 15 teachers or 15 staff anymore. And we believe that staff is more important than having the perfect building. So I'd like to keep that in mind. Also time, you're talking for a renovation of Cedar Brook or a rebuild of Cedar Brook. You'll end up with a building that probably will be indistinguishable for most people from a new building, but it's going to take 2 years versus 4 years, and in our opinion, that makes it the only reasonable decision. We have some comments that I won't go too deep into, but we mostly involve the process being open and the importance of creativity in the design process and the selection. And we've had some feedback with the administration, and we think that they're going to include that feedback into the RFP process. And so we seem to be on the same page there. I think that covers all the points. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, maybe not all of them.
Thank you. David Cohn, Office Park. I also want to thank the board administration for letting engaged citizens try to work successfully with the administration on trying to identify some of the elements for a successful renovation project at Cedar Brook. To address some other points briefly, and again, I support what was stated earlier by my two fellow citizens and members of the working group, the time has come to renovate the building. I think there were other opportunities before, but based on the needs of the school district and the opportunity and the cost factors, it's clear to myself and I believe the rest of the group that renovation is the only reliable option at this time and to start moving the process forward. I won't get into a lot of the detail about other aspects, but so a few other quick points. One is that we do want to encourage the school district again to look at the financial aspect for the other buildings, including Cedar Brook, especially the high school, and Elkins Park School, and do that concurrently with the renovation process at Cedar Brook, because we do share concerns about the ramifications for the budget. And high level, those aspects include looking at the millage rates and the impact to the citizenry and the school district budget, also looking at the debt ceiling for the school district, and also looking within parameters of likely Act 1 going forward in terms of increases for that inflationary index. Another component is that some other properties that we talked about, I won't go into them in detail or mention it by name in fairness of the process, but this township is working actively, myself as a citizen as part of this process, looking at a brand new zoning code for the township, the first rewrite in decades. And the bigger properties will have the opportunity, in all likelihood, as this gets presented to the commissioners of the township,
later next month to have a new zoning code that allowed for mixed use on the bigger properties in the township. And that resulted in two aspects. One is that those properties will hopefully generate more revenue for the school district. And also, that would also conversely also result in properties would not have a large residential component and therefore not a big burden on the school district. So the core of that argument is that on the one hand, Cedarbrook at one point was arguing, I did argue that it has value as commercial property, which it does, but conversely now the other big properties in the township without naming them should have increased value and increased opportunity for additional wealth in terms of tax creation for the school district going forward. So I could talk more about that offline, but I feel that's important to note as well. So again, I want to thank the board and the administration for taking on this challenge and again, encouraged to move forward with the resolution to release the RFP. And again, concurrently, hopefully do a process that looks at the, especially the financial ramifications of resolving the high school issue and also the Upland Park school issue. Thank you.
Superintendent search group. It says here something about using Montgomery County IU. Is there any information like cost? Who might have used that before? What would be the cost budget and how quickly this process will take?
Do you have other questions?
Are you going to wait till the end?
I'd like to.
Just bear with me.
Please. I will say the cost is going to be about $9,000, potentially plus advertising costs.
Mm-hmm.
And the timeline, unfortunately, is, I'll say how long it takes. It's always hard to determine, but interviews hopefully will begin in earnest in the late April or May. We'd like to try and pass somebody in to help start the school.
Yeah, not waiting for the summer. Here's another one. I don't understand this. You're creating a position, by the way, on page 6 of 20. A new administrative employee position, coordinator of athletics and activities for the position description submitted to the board. I don't understand what that is. Later?
Yes.
Another position we're creating, board of directors requires a new confidential employee position, part-time confidential human resource secretary, as submitted to the board. On that one, I'd like to know the grade and the salary. Was that the person you hired here for tonight? Have you already done the interviews?
Any other questions?
I don't understand this one. Maybe it should be as important as you, but I have to. I don't understand what's going on. The administration recommends the acceptance of the agreement between Cheltenham Township School District and Jack Kelly as submitted to the board. And appointment of consultant, Senate page 7 of 20, you're appointing a Robert Schuch to provide consulting services to the district in support of the business office initiative. Do you have an amount on that? Salary, sorry.
Okay.
Oh, I think it's really great for Cyrus to get us all that equipment. Do we have somebody that will keep that equipment up and not sit in the corner and show me other things to do? Please. I think that might be it. Thank you for your time.
Get some answers. Ms. David? Oh, I'm sorry, can you mention quickly the new positions?
The position of coordinator of athletics is an administrative position. In some districts, it's referred to as the athletic director. That may help understand the nature of the position. The second position for which information was requested is the part-time confidential HR secretary. That would be a part-time secretary in the Human Resources Department. There is no grade level associated with that, in that it is not a support staff bargaining unit position.
Thank you. Dr. Kiefer, do you want to answer the questions on both Jack Kelly as well as the consultant?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The agreement with Mr. Kelly is a personnel issue, and so I can't discuss the details of that.
And consultant? The wage for the consultant?
Thank you, Ken. Mr. Schock will be employed at $100 an hour to assist us in looking at our transportation, our financial, or administrative contracts to look for cost saving issues. We expect that he's going to be able to bring back every bit that we have to pay him, plus a lot more.
And finally, anything on the sales equipment maintenance?
The equipment from Salus University is excellent equipment and will be well maintained. It has a spot in our high school right now that is used frequently, so it will be the equipment will be used and it will be taken care of.
Thank you. Again, any other public comments on agenda items only? Seeing none, minutes have yet to be distributed to us as a board, and we'll postpone the approval until next month's meeting. At that point, then we will now turn to the President's Report section, UPG.
That's all right, but I'm the UPG hat. I just have to bring your attention to the beautifully designed red bingo flyer. You'll notice that my name is on there as the person you contact when you'd like to tell me who's sitting at your specially reserved table. So there are 9 school board members, and we're so happy to reserve up front and center spots. And Dr. Kiefer, Central Administration, you could have like 2 tables. So I'm awaiting your emails any moment. All right, good evening, everyone. How are you? UPG update for March. As each winter brings challenges to the calendar and meeting schedules, UPG found that the past few weeks of intense cold, ice, and snow did not disappoint. After 3 failed attempts to hold our second PTO UPG leadership gathering of the year in February, we have been forced by Mother Nature to reschedule it in place of the March 23rd UPG meeting. Therefore, there will be no public UPG meeting on March 23rd, but we will be hosting the PTO and UPG parent leaders from all 7 district schools and finally be able to tackle our myriad of topics, including digesting the newly updated volunteer procedures and policies with Ms. David, explaining the kindergarten registration and overflow procedures for the coming school year, discussing the pros and cons of a PTO becoming a 501c3, and enjoying an around-the-table share of each school's highlights and successes this winter season. These leadership meetings have proven over and over again to be of very high benefit to our PTO and UPG officers. The sharing of best practices, brainstorming of new ideas, and supportive discussions throughout challenging times continues to strengthen the bond between schools and parents. Happily, the weather did give us one little break for our February 23rd General UPG meeting, which focused on the benefits of mentoring at-risk youth throughout our district. Research consistently proves that children who are taken under the wing of a qualified mentor and mentoring program emerge more positive, compassionate, and motivated, while also feeling better connected and meaningful in numerous relationships throughout their life. Perseverance, organization, creativity, value, curiosity, kindness, appreciation, these are all qualities that are fostered and nurtured in an honest, ethical, and caring mentoring relationship. As UPG leaders, as parents, aware of the growing disconnect between some students and their educational and life goals, we are willing, able, and proud to support the School District of Cheltenham Township in moving forward to cultivate mentoring programs congruously throughout all 7 district schools. A challenge like this is not easy, but working together, we know we can find a way to acquire affordable solutions by utilizing both known and untapped local resources in order to bring forth positive change to our kids that need it the most. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the evening.
Thank you. Dr. Bob.
Yes. Lincoln Elementary School construction project update. 90% of the drywall on the second floor is completed and 35% of the drywall on the first floor is completed. Tiles of flooring on second floor work in progress. Mechanical ductwork insulation throughout the building work in progress. 75% of the telediary wiring on the second floor is completed. Also 40% on the first floor completed. Fire alarm wiring 100% completed throughout the building. 52 windows have been installed to date. 106 tons of the waste has been recycled. At this time, this project is running on time and within budget. Let's conclude my report. Cedarbrook Middle School update. On February 19, we met with a panel of residents concerning the district wide feasibility study. During this meeting, Gilbert Architect, Baker Ingram, Renew Design, and Schneider Hoffman presented structural, mechanical, electrical, and civil engineering information pertaining to this study. All the comments made by our expert community member were encouraging and without any negative feedback concerning the study or on this project. On March 10th, I met with a panel of the residents concerning the RFP to hire a design team for Cedarbrook Middle School. The member received a copy of the RFP for review and discussion. I'll provide an explanation of the RFP and the standard procedure for hiring a design team. During this meeting, I also received a 2-letter from the panel. The content from these letters will be added to the RFP. The panel of the resident continue to completely support the rebuild project at the Cedarbrook Middle School. That's going to be the Cedarbrook project.
Thank you, sir. Our student representatives, we have a report. Yes, sir.
Thank you and good evening. Molly could not be here tonight, but she apologizes. She truly misses all of you. It's been a really good month at the high school. My personal favorite month, spring sports started last week, so that's pretty great. And as you know, the track teams both took state championships and hopefully they're on to nationals. AP registration is due this Friday. It's $91 per test. There's a $20 deposit that's due. If you don't get your registration in by Friday, there's a $55 late fee tacked onto the cost of exams, which are pretty pricey this year. So if you have any students at the high school, make sure you get those registrations in. We have the Powderpuff football game coming up on March 20th. That's a Friday night at Arcadia. That's going to be on the turf field under the lights. That's, I believe, part of the Blue Gold competition. That's the girls' football game. It's a pretty big deal, and it's a lot of fun if you guys come out and watch. So that's definitely an event to make if you can come. Soft Hop is Saturday, March 21st at 7 p.m. That's a sophomore dance. It's open to sophomores, and there are passing dates if they choose to bring one. And lastly, Blue Gold, the school-wide cobra competition, culminates on Friday, March 27th. That's a really big event. Everybody loves that. So if anybody wants to come out Friday night and watch that, it's a really nice way to spend the evening. So again, that's March 27th. That's everything I have, so thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have next the approval of Treasurer's Report. Is there a motion? So moved.
Thank you.
Second. Mr. Brackow, Mr. Delgado. We'll do this all in favor.
Aye.
Aye. There you go. Any opposition? Motion carries. Mr. Delgado, the IU report.
Good evening, thank you. The IU is doing wonderful. They finally moved into their brand new building. They are fully moved in. They did have a learning bridge issue a couple days before moving in, but they're getting that resolved. Plenty of space, it's humongous of space, and they're just really excited. Just two highlights to bring up. One is that they are really hopeful for the Head Start grant. They have plenty of space at the building to do the Head Start program, and Dr. George is pretty confident that I would get that, but they're waiting to hear back any day now. And the second is that they're doing a building celebration on Friday, April 24th at 3 o'clock, so if anyone is interested in going to that, you're more than welcome to attend. That's it.
Thank you. And Ms. Gray, report from Eastman.
Thank you. I guess the most significant thing with Eastern was this past Sunday, March 1st, Eastern held its open house. And this was an opportunity for families, future students, to come in and take a look at the school and see what it has to offer. It was a snowy day, but it was still a very strong attendance. Some of the programs that are offered there include culinary arts, construction, protective services, collision repair, technology, network administration, cosmetology. So a lot of varied offerings for students who may not be interested in going the traditional academic route. So if you have a child who may be interested in exploring what's available at Eastern, there is a link on our website that you can go to, as well as once you open that link, it will also show you or provide you information on the summer program course offerings that they're offering that maybe give you a little dose of what's available for your child to try out to see if it's something that they're possibly interested in. Additionally, you can have your student contact their counselor who will be able to provide them with information and maybe set up a private meeting to go and tour the facility. And that concludes my report.
All right. We are now to the next item, approval of resolutions. I will read the first. It is the resolution for appointment of acting superintendent. Again, I read this earlier. The Board of School Directors reclassifies the appointment of Dr. William Kieper from substitute superintendent to acting superintendent, effective March 1st, 2015. The board further approves the amendment to substitute superintendent employment agreement, subject to review and approval from the solicitor and board president. May I have a motion?
Second.
Mr. Rackham, Ms. Haywood, is there a board comment?
I'd like to thank Dr. Kiefer for agreeing to stay on. We did talk to him about whether he was willing to do that, and we were prepared with quite a number of potential candidates, people who had expressed interest, and we were vetting them. But I think everybody was really pleased when Dr. Kiefer said that, yes, he would be willing to stay on as the acting superintendent. And speaking for myself, I'm glad that he did. I think that he brings a great wealth of experience and dedication to our district.
Mr. Ridley.
I would just echo that, Dr. Kiefer, thank you for extending your stay with us. This gives us the opportunity to be able to really focus on some of the other things we need to do, such as finding a permanent superintendent, but very pleased that you were able to extend your stay.
And that's something. I will call the vote. Ms. Hawkins.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Second resolution, the resolution for superintendent search firm. The Board of School Directors authorizes the president and secretary to enter into an agreement with the Montgomery County Intermediate Unit for superintendent search services in the form presented to the board.
Question.
Second. Mr. Delgado and Mr. Rackow, any board comment? Ms. Russell.
And again, I want to thank, we had a subcommittee of board members who worked really hard on identifying potential search firms, deciding whether we should do this ourselves, whether we should hire a search firm. I doubt they talked very long about the wisdom of us trying to do the whole search ourselves. I passed over that fairly quickly. But we interviewed three firms, and in response to Mrs. Cataldi's question of earlier, this was substantially less expensive than the other firms we considered, substantially less expensive than the firm we hired when we last did a superintendent search. But we're confident that we're not going cheap, but we're going with an excellent search process. Dr. George has conducted a number of other searches in other districts when he was the head of the Burke County IU. And I told Mrs. Cataldi that we hadn't used the NCIU before. That was based simply on the fact that the NCIU has not been doing searches for quite a number of years. Other IUs have, and Dr. George is looking forward to developing that as a resource that the IU can provide to its constituent districts, which we think there's a great complementarity there, because our superintendent will keep working with the IU will keep working with us, and he has to live with whomever we choose as well. So, and has a lot of contacts and offered really all the same services that the national firms and regional firms offer as well. So, it will, I think, be a cost-effective decision as well as the best decision in terms of the good end result.
Any other questions? I apologize. Yeah, so we're thrilled with bringing on Dr. George to help us. I will also note, I have a great blurb that I'm supposed to read from Susan O'Grady, but my phone battery has died. Please, there is a link now on the website. We're at the stage now where there is both a posting out, but there is also a community survey where we're looking for your input, not only on many of the leadership qualities that we're looking for in our next superintendent, but also if you have any names. By all means, feel free to enter some names in there, suggestions. That will not obviously be the basis of our search. This will be a very rigorous search that we execute, but we are very much optimistic, both in the quality and caliber of candidate, but also hopefully that we can get someone in before Dr. Kiefer is ready to resume his retirement, which I'm sure he's looking forward to as we have snow on the ground. So thank you all for your support and continued patience through the process. Please go onto the website and fill out the survey. I now have other papers. Mr. Rackow.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't notice this earlier when we were discussing the agenda. The way it's worded, Mr. Donahue, why does it say that authorizes the president and secretary?
They technically execute the contract on behalf of the school district. Your president signs contracts on behalf of the district and they're acknowledged by the secretary. That's the only reason.
Okay.
Mine's more of a comment, and I don't want to restate what Ms. Russell already stated, but I definitely echo everything that you stated. And also wanted to thank personally the folks on the school board who took on the task of identifying search firms, bringing them in, having us have an opportunity to look at the information and actually sit down and have a fairly rigorous interview process. And I think through that process, we have selected the best firm at the most cost-effective manner for the school district that's moving us forward to the next step. So again, thank you, and I we also look for your feedback, because that's going to help direct us as well in informing the qualities we're looking for as well. So thank you.
And that, I will now call Ms. Hawkins.
Aye.
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 Aye. And aye. Both resolutions pass. Excellent. Sunshine announcements are as listed. We'll now move into the committee reports.
This concludes this school board recording. This recording is copyright by KD3HW and is released for free distribution under the Creative Commons Attribution No Derivations 3.0 United States license. Podcast sounds courtesy of freesound.org. See the acknowledgement page of the podcast website. Thank you for downloading us, and have a great day.